home for Matt Nair on Air.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The Kansas City Chiefs are the ninth NFL team to win back-to-back Super Bowls. They beat the San Francisco 49ers 25-22 in OT. CBS's Donnie Backus is at the game in Las Vegas.
The 49ers scored the only touchdown in the first half.
Touchdown!
The race for the trophy picked up in the second half, with the Chiefs taking a three-point lead.
Wide open! Touchdown!
The 49ers leapfrogging over it, and the Chiefs tying it up. The teams headed into overtime at 19-19, where the Chiefs claimed the crown with a triumphant touchdown.
It's there! Hardman! Jackpot, Kansas City!
The excitement wasn't just for the game. Fans were anticipating Usher's halftime performance, and yeah, he didn't disappoint.
Doctors at Walter Reed Military Medical Center have moved Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to the critical care unit. A security detail took Austin to the hospital Sunday because of an emergent bladder issue. He was criticized for an earlier hospital stay that he kept secret for several days. This time, he has transferred his authority to Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks. Israel has carried out a raid in the southern Gaza border town of Rafah. The BBC's Neil Nunez has details.
The Israeli military says it's rescued two hostages during a raid by members of its special forces in Rafah. Reports say they were taken to Sheba Hospital in central Israel, where doctors say they are in good condition.
Palestinian officials say pre-dawn Israeli strikes on Rafah have killed about 100 people. Back here, a woman who started shooting inside Joel Osteen's megachurch in Lakewood, Texas, has been killed.
Houston Police Chief Troy Finner says at 1:53 p.m., a woman between the age of 30 and 35 entered Lakewood Church.
She was armed with a long rifle and a trench coat with a backpack, accompanied by a small child, approximately 4 to 5 years old. Once she entered, at some point she began to fire.
That 5-year-old with her is in critical condition. Also, a 56-year-old man was shot in the hip. The shooter was killed by an off-duty police officer and TABC agent, Pastor Joel Osteen.
We don't understand why these things happen, but we know God's in control.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Lunar New Year celebrations are being held around the world from Hong Kong.
I hope in Dragon New Year, I hope it's, my life is become better in everything.
It's the first Lunar New Year festivities there since pandemic restrictions were lifted. Elon Musk has been ordered to testify again in the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission probe of his 2022 purchase of Twitter, now of course known as X. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Workers at Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin have overwhelmingly voted to form a union. They will be represented by the Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals. They expect the National Labor Relations Board to certify the results of their election in the coming days. Planned Parenthood officials say they look forward to building a good working relationship with the union and will bargain in good faith to provide excellent patient care across the state. Green Party candidates will be on election ballots in Wisconsin this year. That's after Wisconsin Election Commission action yesterday. A Green Party candidate could make a difference in a close election in a key swing state, and the latest Marquette poll suggests President Biden has the most to lose from third-party and independent candidates. Jill Stein got more than 31,000 votes in Wisconsin in 2016. The Green Party has yet to put forward a nominee. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from Super Bowl 58. The Chiefs beat the 49ers 25-22 in overtime to become only the second team in over 20 years to win back-to-back NFL championships. Patrick Mahomes named the game's most valuable player, and what made the difference for Kansas City?
The attitude of the team, it's special, and I'm proud of the guys, man. I mean, we battled through and through all the way through the playoffs into the Super Bowl, and just like our whole season, it came down to the last play.
Tight end Travis Kelce caught on video shoving and yelling at Coach Andy Reid before halftime when the team was struggling.
You know, he bumps into me, I get after him, and we understand that. He loves to play the game. He wants to help his team win. It's not a selfish thing.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan on losing again to the Chiefs in a Super Bowl.
I mean, I heard the most for the players. Those are the guys. I mean, it's just, it's such a, can't tell you guys how long it takes to get here. Our guys, I heard for the most.
That's 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan. From Super Bowl 58, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 22, mostly sunny and upper 30s on Monday. For Monday night, partly cloudy, 21. Tuesday, mostly sunny, a high around 35. For Wednesday, we'll have partly sunny skies and highs in the upper 30s to near 40 degrees.
It's 24 right now.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. A lot going on in the world today. Right now, the Iowa House Education Committee is debating House Study Bill 649. It's a bill proposed by the actual governor of Iowa, Kim Reynolds. And this would end legal recognition for transgender people anywhere the word male or female appears in the Iowa code, and would require special gender markers for transgender people on birth certificates. The people, when the bill was being debated, people showed up at the Iowa State House wearing pink triangles. That was what Hitler made gay people wear during the Hitler time. Basically, what they're doing is they're redefining the word equal, and they're taking us back, arguably, to Plessy versus Ferguson, to, you know, to separate but equal, to the idea that, you know, you could have separate accommodations, or separate anything. It's just, what does equal mean? In fact, when the sponsor of the bill was asked, what does the word equal mean in this bill? Her name is Heather Hora. She said, quote, equal would mean, I would assume that equal would mean, I don't know exactly in this context, end of quote. But the state legislature, Aaron Reed writes over at The Guardian, seems poised to undermine the very concept of equality itself. The bill goes on to proclaim that separate is not inherently equal. Literally, it uses those words. Separate is not inherently unequal. I thought we settled this with Brown v. Board when we overturned Plessy versus Ferguson. You know, in 1954, we overturned 1898's Plessy, the separate but equal law. The bill mandates that transgender people be given unique identifiers on their birth certificates, outing them as transgender, and that they would be forced to have both gender markers, both male and female, on their birth certificates, making their transgender identity obvious to anyone that they present their birth certificate to. It's incredible. Republican Representative Brooke Bowden said, what I hear from the trans community is that they're proud to be trans, and so I guess they'd be okay to identify as that. Right, those gay people in Nazi Germany were so happy to wear those pink triangles. Oh, my God. Where do they find these people that they make into Republican legislators? And as Kino said, I've used the word nuts too many times today. He's right. All right, other things going on. Smartmatic is suing One America Network, among others. Now, you'll recall, you know, a different voting machine company sued Fox News and got hundreds of millions of dollars from them. Well, now Smartmatic is the other big national voting machine company, and they are filing, in fact, they just filed it. But here's where it gets wild. The reason that they filed this lawsuit was because they somebody leaked to them correspondence, email correspondence, between the president of Smartmatic, a fellow by the name of Charles Herring, and according to this news report, and Mike Lindell and Sidney Powell. Sidney Powell, the crazy wackadoodle lawyer for Donald Trump, who was running around the country going, oh, yeah, they hacked the voting machines, and Mike Lindell, you know, the pillow guy. Apparently, somebody had found passwords to hack into the Smartmatic machines. Now, that would, there's probably a lot of people who have these passwords, right? You know, election administrators, for example, or anybody who ever worked at Smartmatic, you know, in the technical realm. Somebody shared those passwords with the president of OAN, and according to these allegations, and according to these allegations, he then shared them with Mike Lindell and Sidney Powell, who then, you know, tried to use that information to defame OAN. And I think this is fascinating. There is a trial. I mean, there is a lawsuit already going on, but this is now, you know, they're now in what's called the discovery phase, where they you know, everybody submits all their documents, and that's apparently, you know, what they just discovered this. And Smartmatic is like, holy cow, we just hit the jackpot. I'm not sure they're thinking that, but, you know, we just found the evil. Smartmatic also has lawsuits pending against Fox News, against Maria Bartiromo, against Lou Dobbs, against Rudy Giuliani, against Gene Pirro, and other far-right outlets. And the allegation is that they knew that the claims that Smartmatic machines were being used, they also sued Newsmax. Their claim is that all of these people that they're suing knew that they were lying about the Smartmatic machines, and they were lying basically on behalf of Donald Trump. Finally, our fascism and fear alert. This is incredible. Yesterday, was it yesterday or the day before? I guess it was yesterday on Sean Hannity's program on Fox News. He was interviewing Curtis Sliwa. I've met Curtis Sliwa a number of times over the years. He had a radio talk show. I'm not sure if he still does, but back when he did, he used to show up at Michael Harrison's Talkers Conference. Every year, the talk radio industry has this meeting in New York City, and he used to be that Joe Madison and I were the two liberals who would show up reliably, and they would hold a panel. They called it the Rumble, and where they'd get like six or eight, you know, right-wing hardcore talk show hosts, and me and Joe, and we would argue with these guys. It's been a couple of years since I've shown up just because of COVID, but, you know, I'll probably be there this year or next. But in any case, Hannity was, who I've also, you know, met there, Hannity was interviewing Curtis Sliwa, and suddenly there's something going on off camera. And so Hannity says to the cameraman, what's going on over there? And a bunch of Sliwa's thugs, you know, he's got these guardian angels, right? They wear these red berets. A bunch of his thugs had surrounded some guy who looked Hispanic, and they apparently beat him to the ground. You know, I haven't seen the video, and I can't say for sure exactly what happened, but well, this is what Sliwa said. Sliwa said to Hannity, let's just say we gave him a little pain compliance. His mother back in Venezuela felt the vibrations. He's sucking concrete. The cops scraped him off the asphalt. Well, it turns out the guy was not an illegal immigrant. He was not even an immigrant. He was an American. And he wasn't committing any crime. He was just walking down the damn street. When Sliwa, and, you know, apparently as a stunt for Fox News, thought, hey, let's beat up a guy who looks Hispanic. Aren't these people wonderful? I'll just leave it at that. All right, let's pick up your calls here. Norma in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Norma, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. First, let me make a public announcement because I consider it serious. Stephen Colbert even mentioned it on his show last night. There is an outbreak of syphilis, and it's serious, and yeah. It is
apparently
an epidemic.
It appears Trump may have it.
I don't know. Yeah, well, it's probably affecting his brain by now. That's the last stage.
Yeah. But, although it takes a year or two.
No, it lays dormant in the body for 30 or 40 years, and then shows up and starts eating your brain. That's the last stage. The reason I know this is because my mother worked for the health department in preventable diseases, and she had to type the reports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was warned in high school, don't go near these people.
Yeah.
But anyway, the reason I'm saying this is, and taking up time is because we have spring break coming. And then we have graduation parties, and it's people come to the beach. Here in Alabama, the numbers are higher than they have been in 70 years.
Wow.
And this is true across the South. So if you've got children who plan on coming from South for spring break or for graduation parties, you might want to have a serious talk with them about their anticipation of having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me move on. My son, I've told you before, is a Trumper. He's listening to this stuff, and he says that the reason they don't want to pass any money to Ukraine is because all of the money is to be used for retirement for the government of Ukraine so they can leave before Putin gets there.
Oh, God.
Yes, this is what they're being told on the radio. Also told that China, because of the stock market crash, is now going to take Taiwan, and there's no point in us giving Taiwan any aid.
It's like Vladimir Putin and President Xi of Xi Jinping, or what? No, President Xi of China are like writing the scripts for right wing hate radio in America.
That's what it sounds like to me. And then too, you know, I was watching Frontline. Frontline, and this preacher's son was on, and he said that we're not going to save this country until people spend more time reading their New Testament instead of reading Fox, and they all need to read the Book of Daniel, and which shocked me. But this is on Frontline on Sunday, and so nobody's watching or hearing this versus what they're listening to every day from Sean Hannity, and he listens to Glenn Beck every day. And then there's something called Cal and Buck that he listens to.
Yeah.
And so he's getting 5 to 6 hours of this every day on the radio while he's at work. And this is what our problem is. And so if we, you know, like Keno said, we have this mass insanity. And if we, the people who are sane, don't start trying to nibble away at this and chip at this mindset, I don't know how we're going to save the country.
Yeah.
But, yeah, also, what is wrong with the Republican Party? Why are they terrified of Trump? Does he have something on each and every last member, or does the Russian mafia have something on them?
What he has is the ability to destroy them in a primary. That's pretty much it. But, you know, the primary voters are the Trump base. And everybody understands that. So, you know, and every Republican right now lives in fear of Donald Trump calling them out or endorsing their primary opponent.
Yeah, well, here we have ads running now for our primary next month that Trump is supporting this guy or that guy.
Right.
And like I said, you know, I wish more people had a bag like mine or a sign that says nobody's above the law. It works, Tom.
Yeah, I believe it. Keep up the great work, Norma. And
thank you, Tom. Have a good weekend.
We all need to pray for your son. Norma, thank you very much. Good talking to you. It's 18 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's Anything Goes Weekend. I'm right back with your calls in just a moment.
Locally grown radio
from Wisconsin Vesper to Clover,
we are your home
for news, talk, and sports.
97.5 FM
and
WFHR,
1320 AM.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find.
If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. You use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the High School Musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on locally grown radio WFHR and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your
places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. And welcome back to Anything Goes Weekend here. Mark in Chicago. Hey, Mark, thanks for listening to WCPT. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing?
Good.
Happy Saturday.
Thank you. Back at you.
First and foremost, let me just say, and there's no way that we can qualify a quantum hard disk, but I'm saying it anyway.
Mark, I can hardly understand you. Your voice is all muffled. Do you have your thumb over the microphone or something?
No, hold on. Let me take it out. Can
you hear me better now?
Yeah. Yeah, you must have been using Bluetooth or something. But anyhow, yeah, go ahead. Mark? Yeah, speak.
Is that better?
Yes, that's 100% better.
Sorry about that. No, we can't quantify that. There is no more pro Tom Hartman than me.
But
I've been listening to you for years.
I hear about
No, the last the last time that I call, you sounded a little bit put off about my opinion about, I think his name was Kenyatta or something, who said he only voted twice. But I don't want to go there. But I just, you sounded like thought that I was some kind of troll, but
I'm just uncomfortable when any caller starts trashing any other caller. I'd like people to feel like this is a safe space to be themselves and that they're not going to be trashed when they're,
no.
You know. My dad always used to say...
I wasn't trying to trash him.
Yeah,
I wasn't
okay.
trying to trash
but anyhow,
him.
But anyhow, really move to your point.
Yeah. So, but I think, Tom, what I would... All of us, no matter where we are in media or social media, I think from this point going forward that all of us, and nobody does a better job than this than you, is to put out once a week a list of accomplishments Joe Biden has gotten done in this administration to drill it into people's heads. We have to do that because there's no way that we can allow for Trump to have any chance of becoming again. And so we've got to, no matter how much people want to.
I don't disagree with you, Mark. And much like in 2020, you're going to hear a lot of that on this program, but I'm not going to start being all that partisan, I guess you could say, until after the summer's over, because most people are not paying attention. We've got this small universe of people. You know, it's probably 7 to 10% of the American population who pay attention to politics outside of election years and outside of the 3 months prior to an election. But yeah, I've got several printouts sitting here on my desk of Joe Biden's accomplishments. I do reference them typically, you know, at least once a month. And I agree with you that at least once a week would be a good idea. But I don't think that it'll have much impact until we get, you know, into August, September. And then we need to be talking more about that. We also need to be talking about the horrible things that Donald Trump did. You know, how he let 500,000 Americans die because he thought if he could just force people back to work, he could make the economy revive, and that would help his chances of getting reelected, et cetera.
I agree. And
I will get there.
Agree.
Okay. Mark, thanks a lot for the call. Jim in Tampa, Florida. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good.
Tom, I got a comment that what's-his-name said yesterday on the Supreme Court that you can't let, one state rule the
Jim,
rule
I'm
the
sorry. Wrong. Jim, please accept my apologies. I was not watching the clock there, and I just, you're going to get cut off here. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll pick you up on the other side of this break, okay? And we'll restart the conversation. You okay with that, Jim?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We're just gonna leave you on the board here. Sean will pat you down, and I'll bring you right back up when we come back on the other side of the break, so I don't forget. We'll be right back. It's Anything Goes Friday.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Usually I'm pretty good with the clock, but I blew it that time. We'll be right back. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Clover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1420 AM.
Did you know that the folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? Yep, that's right. Candy and kibble from the same company. That just doesn't sit right with me. I don't trust these people to know what's best for Blue and Chewy. That's why I love feeding my dogs Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real, wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flax seeds, sweet potatoes, and spinach, with none of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it's freeze-dried, raw, and pantry-safe. No fridge or freezer space needed. It's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive. And dogs think it's absolutely delicious, even the picky eaters. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Or you can shop in over 2,000 stores nationwide. There's a store locator at their website. All pets are unique. Results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Tom.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completed. completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Super Bowl 58 was a nail-biter till the bitter end, but the Kansas City Chiefs pulled out a victory in overtime with seconds to go on the clock to beat the Niners 25-22. Usher performed at halftime, and CBS's Donnie Backus says he did not disappoint.
His show included guest Alicia Keys, Her, will.i.am, Lil Jon, and Ludacris. Earlier, there were other special guests on the field.
Please welcome members of the Lahaina Luna Lunas.
The Lahaina High School football team from fire-ravaged Maui joined as honorary captains for the coin toss.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in the hospital, but he's transferred his responsibilities to his deputy defense secretary. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland.
The administration appears to me is going out of their way to appear totally transparent following the firestorm that ensued back in January following his unannounced hospitalization at that time.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has seen its first ever tornado touchdown in February. The National Weather Service says it happened between Evansville and Edgerton in south central Wisconsin Thursday night. No one was killed, though there were some minor injuries reported. The tornadoes brought widespread damage to farms, homes, and businesses. It's tax season again. The AARP has 120 tax aid locations open around Wisconsin to give seniors some free help filing their taxes. The AARP's Darren Wozniewski.
Even a modest refund for somebody who's, you know, living on Social Security can go a long way to helping alleviate some of the financial stress that they might be under.
Volunteers are IRS certified and trained on the latest tax code changes. Help is available in person or online. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Pearl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, WFHR, and the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 22, mostly sunny and upper 30s on Monday. For Monday night, partly cloudy, 21. Tuesday, mostly sunny, a high around 35. For Wednesday, we'll have partly sunny skies and highs in the upper 30s to near 40 degrees. Currently 26 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I saw the Ramones in that place on their last tour.
Oh, wow.
I was doing the club next door, and we just walked next door after our show.
Did you use the old "we're the comedians" line?
That's a big thing in stand-up. For those of you listening, comics will use that to get in anywhere. Hi, we're the comedians next door.
Yeah, we're the thinking, comics.
Like you're with the FBI or something, but sometimes it works. People are like, oh, that's so cool. Come on in.
Oh, you're comics. Yeah, come on in.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. More than half our population would benefit from blood pressure support, just like me. SuperBeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure, and they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in SuperBeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about SuperBeats Heart Chews. I want to be healthy. That's why I've been using SuperBeats Heart Chews for years. I take them every night. Support your heart health with SuperBeats Heart Chews. Get a free one-month supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by simply going to TomLovesBeats.com. T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com. And it'll work. Check it out. TomLovesBeats.com. All right, back to Anything Goes Friday. Jim in Tampa, Florida, who I so rudely interrupted as we hit the break on. So what's up, Jim?
No problem, Tom. I appreciate your show every day. Tom, Justice Roberts, said, how can one state control the whole, the whole electoral process? What do you think the Electoral College does?
Exactly.
Your vote in New York, your vote in California means one-tenth of a vote in the smaller states that have more electors. Come on. I mean, yep. That's ridiculous.
Well, and number two, and, I keep in your state, Florida, was the one state that determined the outcome of the 2000 election.
I know. And that was rigged. You and I know it.
Yep.
Anyway. Now we're being rigged again by this guy. Hello. I heard you earlier about the stuff he's putting through. It doesn't surprise me one bit. We got three more years to go with this guy. Anyway, I keep trying to get on with Congressman Pocan and Connor, and I'm just missing the boat every time. But I found out yesterday from my medical that DeJoy and Congress passed a Postal Reorganization Act. We can give up the ghost because it's dead. We're being pushed into either a PPO or an HMO. All the retirees. Advantage. The Advantage plan in 2025. We have no choice. FEHB.
I'm so sorry to hear
and,
that.
Yeah.
What does your union say about it?
Well, I called NALC yesterday. And
National Association of Letter Carriers?
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's who I'm with. And they said, and the lady said, well, it helps a lot of people. And I said, and it's a long story, but it's scamola. They're going to give me $1,200, but then, the catch is they want $2,400 back that year. Mm-hmm. So, for medical and that. So, and we're done. I asked the guy at the post office. He said, that's only for retirees, only pushing you in. And I said, guess what? You better fight for this because they're pushing you in next.
Yep.
They go after one group, nail them out. They go after another group. And I'm sorry, but Joe should have got rid of this guy a long time ago. He had a chance and he didn't do it.
Actually, he didn't have a chance. He hasn't. He has a chance right now to appoint two new members to the Postal Board of Governors. And I don't know why he's not doing it, but he's got to get on the stick here, because you're absolutely right. This Louis DeJoy is destroying the post office. He's setting it up for privatization. I mean, that's very clear that's what he's doing.
Yeah, and the union said that a couple of weeks back or a month back, I talked to them. They said, well, it's saving NALC, I think it's $6 million either a month or a year or something like that, and that's better for our members. And I said, it's not better for the retirees.
That's right.
But, anyway. And, Tom, my condolences, because my mom died of Parkinson's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a tough thing. Thanks a lot, Tom. Appreciate your show. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Jim. You too. Ramon in Loveville, Maryland. Hey, Ramon, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good afternoon. I have a bad thought about the Electoral College, and I got a question. If the Supreme Court doesn't disqualify Trump from being on the ballot and being president, what would happen if all the Republican states decide they're just not going to submit and participate in the Electoral College. Will anybody be able to get 270 Electoral College votes? And does that throw it to the House to just appoint Trump?
That does throw it to the House, and the House would appoint Trump. And that is one of the strategies that is being openly discussed among Republican tacticians and strategists and pundits and apparently Republican members of Congress as well. You've got 80 Republican members of Congress, if my memory serves me correctly, who just signed on to a thing with Matt Gaetz, a congressional resolution saying that Donald Trump did not commit insurrection and therefore is not disqualified from serving as president. And I think that that's the predicate to Congress trying to hand the election to Trump in 2024. There's a lot of sneaky ways they can pull this thing off, and that's probably the most obvious.
And there's nothing anybody can do about it. Trump gets in because if they don't participate, you might never get another election in the United States if Trump gets to be president the way he wants to go.
That's correct. The Constitution should not be a suicide pact. You know, I mean, I don't recall who said that famously to begin with, but it was part of a Supreme Court decision back in the 1900s. To use the Constitution to end the Constitution, essentially, I mean, Trump has said he wants to suspend the Constitution. He wants to impose martial law. He wants to, you know, invoke the Insurrection Act, and he wants to be a dictator. And those things in aggregate mean America is no longer America. America is no longer a democracy. And that's definitely the direction he wants to go. Ramon, thank you. Thank you for the call. Ginger in Seattle. Hey, Ginger, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. I don't know. I was going to talk about the Supreme Court deal yesterday and the documents. And there's just so much going on. I've kind of decided not to do that and talk more about the feelings that we're getting, that we're all getting upset about, which is a lot of anger and a lot of hate. And what I was thinking about Trump is when I go out and ask people about him, what I basically hear are two things. Number one, he's more entertaining. He looks better. He's better with the camera. In other words, he's a better TV personality.
That's
they
true.
Really think a lot of that. And secondly, that they understand him. He thinks that he understands them. And obviously, he doesn't care whether he understands or not, but that's a really big part of it. He identifies with them, they think. So those are two things I've come up with. And, you know, with us, and what I was noticing today with when I was watching you with the senator was I was getting angry. And I'm not the senator, the representative. Anyway, I started getting angry because he wasn't giving us good answers. And I started realizing that I'm frustrated. I'm not really angry. I'm frustrated because there aren't answers for a lot of this at this time.
Right.
And he must be feeling the same way. And it's hard for him and it's hard for us. And we need to not get angry with each other and hateful, even though Trump tells us to, because it's not going to do any good and it doesn't help. And we're all going to get more and more tired. And I can see a lot of us breaking. I mean, yesterday, by the end of the day, watching two things, you know, the Supreme Court fiasco and then the documents mess, by the end of the day, I was getting fight or flight feelings and extremely tired. And I was thinking, those people in Washington go through that every day.
Yep.
And so maybe that's why they're all being weird and making bad choices, et cetera. They're losing their minds. You know,
could be. I think the biggest pressure that most of them have is having to raise money for the next election, and
and
the compromises and sellout, you know, behaviors they have to engage in to do that.
Oh, for sure. And you know, I have a young person that comes here. She's from Ethiopia, and she goes, "Ginger, why this? Why that?" with our government.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, the first thing I start telling her is, "It's always money, dear." And she says, "Well, my country, too," she said. "All the men, they take money from us, and then they come and take our men. They make them go to war. Yeah. We don't have water. We don't have place to live. They don't have washers and dryers there, for God's sake, in 2024. And she's here because she's going to try to, you know, have a different life, thank God for her. But, you know, this is going on right now, and this could very well be us.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. America has been sliding in the direction of becoming a third world nation ever since Ronald Reagan imposed neoliberalism on this country in 1981. And it's been getting worse and worse until Joe Biden became president. The last 2.5 years, 3 years, we've seen quite a substantial turnaround. And I think we can thank President Biden for that. And we need to continue to. Ginger, thank you for the call.
Yeah.
We'll be back. It's 44 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the True People's Media. We'll be right back with your calls.
Locally grown radio, best for the clovers, talking news, talking sports, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1420 AM.
Did you know that the folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? Yep, that's right. Candy and kibble from the same company. That just doesn't sit right with me. I don't trust these people to know what's best for Blue and Chewy. That's why I love feeding my dogs Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real, wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flax seeds, sweet potatoes, and spinach, with none of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it's freeze-dried, raw, and pantry-safe. No fridge or freezer space needed. It's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive. And dogs think it's absolutely delicious, even the picky eaters. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Or you can shop in over 2,000 stores nationwide. There's a store locator at their website. All pets are unique. Results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Tom.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30, where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, WFHR.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well. and we've impacted.
Inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, it's no secret that some Valentine's Day gifts require basically no thought. I mean, you know, like flowers, right? Problem is, your special someone knows that they require no thought. I have two awesome gift suggestions that are not only super easy to order, but you'll get rave reviews for your thoughtfulness and taste. I'm talking about super soft and luxurious loungewear and pajamas from Cozy Earth, the brand featured on Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. Their popular bamboo pajama sets made from viscose and bamboo, for example, are super soft, stylish, and naturally temperature regulating, so she'll sleep comfortably all night. And you can't go wrong with their bamboo joggers. They have all the coziness of pajamas that she can wear just about anywhere. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. You're golden with anything you order from Cozy Earth this Valentine's Day. And now, save up to 35% on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels, and more, all backed by a 10-year warranty. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for up to 35% off. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. CozyEarth.com. And welcome back, Greg, in Gastonia, North Carolina. Hey, Greg, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I heard you critique Carlson and classify certain talk radio show hosts. How would you classify somebody from 2010 to 2017 that took Vladimir Putin's money and stayed 3 years after he invaded Crimea in 2014? Does it ring a bell?
Yeah, that was me. I was on RT and I left RT in 2017. You're absolutely right. and that's, I guess that's the end of the story. Ed in Chicago. Hey, Ed, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, a little bit of semi-levity here. You had a caller earlier trying to figure, asking you if you had any answers as to why Republicans can believe lies. And in my eternal quest to figure out why intelligent people will become racist or believe in conspiracy theories, I came across the Dancing Plague of 1518. This is real. You can look it up. Dancing Plague of 1518.
Is that the St. Vitus dance thing?
It was in Strasbourg, France, and there's some you know, that people go back and forth on how many people were dying from this, but some say that 15 people were, a day were dying because they would just start dancing and continue until they dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the thought about what was causing, you know, this mass hysteria was that maybe that they got a hold of some bad mushrooms.
Huh.
So I'm thinking, well, in today's, what we're experiencing today, because this fascism thing is worldwide. Maybe it's the plastics in water that's affecting everybody's brains. But we have a large portion of our people suffering from bad mushrooms. I don't know. But
yeah.
Anyway, it's just because every now and then I try and come up with a reason for why intelligent people can be racist, because I always used to think that the two would just never happen, but obviously it does.
Yeah.
And anyway, but this Dancing Plague of 1518, if you want something,
I never got whether that was a mass hysteria thing or whether that was an actual medical thing. There was also a theory that it had to do with ergotamine. You know, ergot is the mold that grows in some kinds of grain, particularly wheat. And
yeah, that's what they were saying, yeah.
That's the foundation for lysergic acid diethylamide. You know, ergot converts to lysergine or something like that, but I never knew they'd figured out what it was.
Right. Well, you're right. There seems to be people going back and forth on them, and I'm just correlating it today. I was thinking, well, maybe it's all the plastic that we have in the water. Maybe that's
If you're looking for a source of the insanity, I think rather than looking at a physical or biological source, you should be looking. We could be looking at a mental viral source that, I really believe that fear and hate and, even authoritarianism, really, the desire to have somebody else run your life or run your country or whatever, the big daddy syndrome, I think that all of those things are contagious as well, contagious forms of mental illness.
You know, I don't think they had anything to do with the Saint Vitus of Dance or whatever it was called in the 16th century. But
like I say, when I was just thinking when I came across that, I was just thinking, well, this world has been nuts forever.
Yeah.
Portions of it.
There is that. Ed, I got to move along. Thank you for the call. Joanna in Los Angeles. Hey, Joanna, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Something called acting in bad faith. I think that the Supreme Court and the Republicans and everyone who's Republican who is actually intelligent is being stupid in bad faith. They know they're being stupid.
Oh, I agree.
And really, I just would like your comments on that.
I think it's a reasonable analysis. Mitt Romney talks about this in his new biography. McKay Coppins, I think is his name, is the author of. Where he talks about how his peers were afraid to make votes or decisions because either A, they were afraid that the Trump people would come and harm their families or burn their houses down, or B, because they needed money from particular industries. And I think that an awful lot of that you can lay at the feet of the Supreme Court legalizing bribery in the United States. And that's the cancer at the core of the whole thing. Joanna, thank you. Christina in Columbia, South Carolina. Hey, Christina, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I'll be quick. I know we're running towards the end of the hour. I just wanted to see if you knew about South Carolina becoming the next state to come close to passing the constitutional carry bill.
What's that? You mean anybody can carry a gun?
Permitless carry. They've been working on it for a couple months now. And the state house just passed it. It's gone to the Senate. The Senate approved it with amendments that they wanted to actually add penalties for crimes that were committed using a gun, and the House has rejected those amendments. So it's stuck between the two now. But we're on the verge of South Carolina becoming the next constitutional carry state following.
So apparently South Carolina has not had enough school slaughters.
No. And my husband is a school resource officer, and I wanted to point out that one of the first things when there is a potential threat to the school, one of the first questions he had to ask both the student and the parent is, do you have guns in your house? Do you have access?
There you go. Christina, thank you. Thanks for that data point. Wow. Sorry to hear it. Thank you very much. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Susan Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorilla Rhythm, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Karna Verdi, Martha Selena, and Mark Thoman. Thank you to all the folks who work on this program, and to you for being with us all this week. We'll be back next week. And in the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. You use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey everybody, it's Tom Allball. Noon to 3 on Monday, we have a cure for your Monday blues and also a look back at what happened over the weekend. Join us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point. And I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did. And you know, if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The Kansas City Chiefs were down by 10 at one point during the Super Bowl, but tied the game, forcing it to overtime, and then won with a touchdown.